Okay then, check your clocks. They should say 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. It's true. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this, the Dubious Goals Committee. The show that is starting now, today, Monday, Memorial Day, 2019. I'm sitting here drinking tea, and I'm drinking hot tea, delicious hot tea, because it's another cold day. Well, I shouldn't say cold. It is cool. It is cool, and I thought, oh, yay, we can go outside today because it's not raining right now, and it looks still. I don't think there's any wind. And then I looked outside to look for wind, and a huge gust came up and blew all the trees sideways, and they almost touched the ground. It's so windy. So, yeah, we can't go out tonight or today just because it's so damn windy. But it is nice and cool, and they're saying 90% chance of rain, but now that I've got it on the Weather Channel, it looks like it won't rain until about 4 o'clock, so we got a few hours before the rain, but I'm mad because I kind of wanted to go outside today. Kind of wanted to go outside, go to Heron Haven, look for some dudes, but anyway, it was nice and cool overnight. Tomorrow, 100% chance of rain. Great. It was nice and cool overnight, left all the doors and windows open possible. The temperature in my house dropped an entire 10 degrees Fahrenheit. And so it's nice and cool in my house, and I'm drinking tea. And I thought my cat wanted to do some cat business, but no, apparently she wandered off. Okay, so don't have to do kitty stuff right now. So yay, we can celebrate Memorial Day. Memorial Day. What is it? Nobody knows. Nobody knows. It's the day that we're to remember. And what are we supposed to remember? Well, apparently war stuff, because we don't have enough war days, war holidays. You know, there's Armistice Day, which is now what? Veterans Day. And now we have Memorial Day, and who knows what else we got. I don't even care. So I started thinking, if this is Memorial Day, when is Immemorial Day? I would celebrate Immemorial Day. Except I forgot when it is. Yeah, if you get that joke, good job. Or here we go. Here's the potential joke. Help me out here. I'll tell you what. If you work on this joke with me, and you can develop this joke, you can claim it as your own. You can tell people that you wrote this joke. And basically, this joke that I'm now thinking of is basically some kind of one-liner, possibly. But it comes down to this. This got me, I got to thinking after this, after Memorial Day, Immemorial Day, memory in general. What there needs to be is a joke about, I don't know, something that causes you to lose your memory, such as Alzheimer's disease. Now we can expand on that. So something like, Well, wait, let me back up. So to build up on this joke, we need to say something. We need to come up with a line about there being a holiday or an awareness day for Alzheimer's disease. So something like, hey, did you know that there's Alzheimer's Awareness Day? Then your sucker says, oh, really? When is it? And you say, oh, they forgot. Or you could, you see, this is what I'm saying. There's a joke here. I don't know what it is, and I don't really feel like going through the effort to develop this joke for you. So make up the joke yourself. And then you have a joke that you wrote that you told to people at parties and you were popular, etc. You were the hit of the party. Something about there being an awareness day or month for, oh yeah, did you hear that there's an Alzheimer's Awareness Month? Oh really? When is it? Oh, but they forgot which month it was. Something along these lines. There's a joke there somewhere. I am no longer going to pursue it. That's right. I'm going to drink tea instead. I like good tea. Oh, and then we got some good tea today, people, let me tell you. All right, so next thing on the agenda. This is sort of a dorky thing. My dad last week ordered me a book online and had it shipped to my house. And I forgot all about this. He told me that this went down. I forgot all about it until I got an email from him this morning. Hey, did you ever get that book? And I said, oh, I forgot all about it. Let me go out and look. So I went outside. This was just a half an hour ago or less. And I looked for it, including opening up my screen door. And there it was. There's a package between my doors. I opened up the package. And yes, here is my book. Hooray! I like books. And what book have I received? Well, I got a book about cigar box guitars. Of course I did. The whole cigar box guitar thing for me is sort of funny. Cigar box guitars are something that I've heard about ever since I was a little kid. My parents, they run in some pretty heavy folk music circles, etc., etc. And so I had always heard about cigar box guitars, but I don't know if I ever really saw one. I never got my hands on one when I was younger, that's for damn sure. So cigar box guitars are just sort of this funny, legendary folk instrument thing in my family. And so, yeah, my dad saw this book being advertised, and the book is entitled Obsessed with Cigar Box Guitars. Then there's a little subtitle or something that says, Over 120 Hand-Built Guitars from the Masters, Second Edition by David Sutton. And there's a picture of a cigar box guitar body on the cover. It's kind of cool. And so, I haven't really opened up this book yet. When I opened up the package, I looked at like two or three pages, but I haven't really cracked the book at all. And it's kind of cool. I'm looking at it now. It's full color pages, full color photography, and it's all full bleed. Wow, cool collages in here. Introduction. A cigar box guitar is a simple stringed instrument that you can build yourself, usually by poking a dowel board or stick through a discarded wooden cigar box and then outfitting it with guitar strings. I find that statement to be true. So, yeah, so far it's a good book. And as we flip through, oh, yeah, I'm seeing historical pictures of Civil War era times with guys playing cigar box fiddles, and I'm seeing pictures of diddly bows everywhere. Here's a couple nice guitars. This one looks like it was built by Shane. Oh, yeah, well, because it was built by Shane Spiel. I was thinking, this one looks like the kind that Shane Spiel builds. Yes, that's because it is Shane Spiel. Just a few years before the economic downturn, a man named Shane Spiel had embraced the cigar box guitar with a truly religious fervor. Spiel began laying the groundwork for a musical revolution with missionary zeal. And so this book is a very interesting sort of overview on the whole sort of concept of cigar box guitars. Yeah, talking to people who build them, and folklore about them, and history, variations, stuff you can do. Yeah, here's one. Here's a picture of one made out of some kind of tin. Not quite my, like, fruitcake tin sitar, but yeah. It's a cookie tin. Nuki cookies. And it says, on the tin, it says, exotic coconut, exhilarating rum, exciting taste. Yeah, I got to agree. And then there's pictures of guys playing cigar box guitars in here. And more pictures of cigar box guitars and cool things you can do. Oh, man. Never thought about doing that. There's some cool, cool stuff in here, kids. Oh, that's neat. You put a ring pull in the hole. That is awesome. That's a great idea. I've got ring pulls. I'm doing that. Here's a picture of Microwave Dave Gallagher playing a cigar box guitar. Oh, and it's a double neck cigar box guitar. And here's a cigar box guitar made out of a crutch. And here's, geez, just tons and tons of cool stuff in here. Oh, here's a big picture of Shane Spiel. Oh, man, this is really cool. This is really cool. It's just picture after picture of the coolest instruments to give you inspiration to build, you know, awesome stuff. And I don't want to build awesome stuff. I want to play awesome stuff, but still, maybe I'm going to be building some more stuff to play. Because, man. Oh, and here's sort of about halfway through or two-thirds of the way through. Here's a chapter on ukuleles and how you can make your own cigar box ukulele. Oh, yeah. And here's the actual instructions. So about two-thirds of the way through the book, there's like what tools you might want to have. Although, trust me, you don't need much to build a cigar box guitar. I built mine with sandpaper, a drill, and a rotary tool. That was about all I used. I think I used a coping saw at one point in time to cut the slot for the nut. Yeah, it doesn't take much. Very minimal tools required, but, you know, here's a list of other tools that you might want to use to make your life easier. And then it goes into instructions on how to actually build a cigar box ukulele with pictures and step-by-step instructions. Not bad. Very cool. And what comes after this? I know what you're thinking. Oh, I don't want a ukulele. Well, these are also pretty much the instructions on how to build a cigar box guitar, too. I mean, it's pretty much the same thing. But I'm surprised there's no, like, maybe I accidentally skipped over any cigar box guitar instructions. Doesn't matter. Building a cigar box ukulele and a cigar box guitar is the same thing. And the one that this guy's building is pretty damn fancy. And you yourself do not have to get anywhere near this fancy. He's even putting frets on his fretboard, and he's putting the neck on. Yeah, this is crazy. I wouldn't say that these instructions are entry level. But still, if you've got half a brain, you can figure it out. Also, I should say that there are a lot of other books out there about cigar box guitars. This one is sort of just about, you know, cigar box guitars in general. But there are other books out there, how to build, how to play, how to... I know Shane Spiel has a book. I've seen at least three other books out there, so... If you need a book, check those out. If you don't need a book, all of this stuff is also online. You can find plenty of instructions about how to build a cigar box guitar online and how to play it. And I highly recommend you do so. Playing cigar box guitar is very easy. And it's very, very fun. It's fun because it's easy. Playing music is a fun thing to do, but a lot of people don't know this because their only experience with playing musical instruments was when they were kids and they had some stupid lessons, like violin lessons or piano lessons. And it took a couple years before they could do anything and it wasn't fun. Well, yeah, cigar box guitar isn't like that. Plus, you're older now. You're an adult now. You know how you learn. So you can teach yourself a lot faster. It's a lot easier. And the amount of resources out there is ridiculous. So if you want this book, it's called Obsessed with Cigar Box Guitars. And it's by a man named David Sutton. Sutton. And it looks like a good book for learning a little bit of history about cigar box guitars and seeing many, many, many very, very cool examples of cigar box guitars. Very sweet. I'll be delving into that book a lot a bit later. I have a feeling I'm going to be spending some time in the bathtub today, just because my back is still a little bit weird. It kind of got better last night, and I took my brace off to sleep, but when I got up, I put my brace back on just in case. I think I'm just a little bit sore. I'm not really having the back spasm problems yet, but I don't want to get there, so I'm just being preventative. For some reason, I've still got the TV on the Weather Channel, and apparently, I don't know, is Oklahoma waiting for tornadoes? They canceled classes in Norman. Is it raining that bad, or did they think it's going to happen? Yeah, it could be tornado day. It could be tornado day. Everything's a little bit south of me, but we're still in the tornado zone. So anyway, back to what I was talking about cigar box guitars. Maybe you need to build one. Maybe you need to play one. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, no, but Tobe, I'm a terrible musician and I've never learned any music and I just generally suck. Well, that's not an excuse. And one of the reasons you should learn to play cigar box guitar is that if you can play a musical instrument that is essentially made out of junk and you can find half the parts for these guitars in a dumpster. I found half of the parts for mine in a dumpster. You just look cooler because it doesn't matter how bad of a musician are. If you can only pound out a couple of chords on this thing, people will still think you're some kind of musical genius because you built your own instrument out of junk and now you can get something that sounds like music out of it.
It's true.
Yeah, I'm sitting here trying to play again, and that never works. I cannot sit down and play cigar box guitar. It's kind of a thing I need to stand up for. That's just me. I'm not saying that you can't do it. Because you probably can. I just can't. For various stupid reasons. But that doesn't matter. No, it does not. Just remember that it's extraordinarily easy to play. Extraordinarily easy to play. And I gotta tell you something else. In the immortal and legendary words of a personal friend of mine, Mr. L.L. Dunn, also known as Lash, you don't have to be good. You just have to look cool. And that's the truth. That's the truth about playing musical instruments. That's the truth about being a rock star. If you ever wanted to be cool and thought, how can I be cool? Be a musician. Be a goddamn musician. That is the way that you, that is the guaranteed, even today, throughout history, throughout eons, and up until today, what's the automatic way to become cool? God damn, become a musician.
Oh, but I'm not any good and I don't know how.
Shut up. You don't have to be good, you just have to look cool. And what's the easiest way to look cool? Have fun. As long as you're having fun, nothing else matters. Because I'll tell you a little secret. Whenever you're playing music, you're not playing music for music critics or music experts or people who know the first damn thing about music. You're just playing for normal, common people who don't know the first damn thing about music and never will. They don't know if you're good or not. But if you stand up there all stiff and you got a frowny face on and you're going, I don't know what I'm doing, people pick up on that. People pick up on your vibe. And so they pick up on your vibe, but they do not have a good time. If you're not having a good time, they're not having a good time. But if you're having fun playing music and you're getting into it and you're putting yourself into it, and it can be terrible music, you can be bad at it, people won't know. They'll take a look at you, see how much fun you're having, and they're going, oh my God, that guy was great. You weren't great, but it doesn't matter. You don't have to be great. You only have to look cool so that they have fun. And when the audience has fun, they think you're great. They think you're amazing. They think you're some kind of musical genius. You don't have to be. All you gotta be is cool. And then when everybody comes up to you and says, oh my God, that was great, do not say, oh, you're an idiot, because that was terrible. You just say, oh, thanks. We have a lot of fun doing this. Are you having fun? We're all having fun. Let's have a beer or, you know, whatever it is that you do for recreational, you know, pharmaceuticals, whether it's alcohol or whatever. I myself, I don't drink. I used to drink. Ooh, and that was a bad, bad time. But I have stopped drinking alcohol. Jeez, and it's a good thing I did. And you can thank me. My cessation of the consumption of alcohol has allowed the strategic alcohol reserves to build back up. So now you have something to drink. You're welcome. It's true. I'm a drunk. Oh, but I don't even feel like drinking anymore. Every once in a while, I feel like, God, I want some beer. Or, you know, it's like, I want some bourbon. Or suddenly I'm thirsty for gin. Yeah, sometimes when I walk around in the spring, I can smell pine trees, right? And I think, I think I want some gin. I want a martini. I think I want a gin and tonic with a big fat slice of lime in it. But yeah, no, I don't drink anymore. And I don't know, maybe I can incorporate that into my upcoming blues act. I'm becoming blues guy. Maybe I can make up blues songs about not being able to drink alcohol. I don't know. Is that a thing? Oh, they're showing me radar. They're showing me radar on the movie, on the TV, on the Weather Channel, and there's a big storm coming, but it's coming kind of slowly. Oh, yeah, so what am I going to do today? Looks like I'm going to be staying indoors. Oh, this will just give me an excuse to listen to some more John Lee Hooker. Been listening to a lot of John Lee Hooker last couple days. Been finding videos of him online, and there's lots of cool stuff. Here he is playing with the Rolling Stones. Here he is playing with, you know, these guys. Here he is playing with some other guys. And I was like, God damn, dude. This guy's so awesome. And his music's so awesome. His music's so awesome, we're going to listen to some right now. I think we're going to have to listen to a really, really early version of Boogie Chillin'. Like this one.
One night I was laying down. I heard Mama and Papa talking. I heard Papa tell Mama, let that boy boogie woogie. It's in him, and he got to come out. And I felt so good. Went on boogie just the same.
That's awesome, and I think it gets cut off a little early there. I think what's going on. Very cool, very freeform, and I have a feeling that that song wasn't supposed to end there. They just sort of faded it out, right? Why do I still have the metronome? This is funny. You can't hear it, but I had the metronome on the 8-track here. But anyway, yeah, John Lee Hooker, ladies and gentlemen. That particular recording was just, was that pre-war, during the war? I think that was right after the war. That was between like 1948 and 1952. And that's awesome. And did you hear how simple that was? He never even changed chords. He was just going around in one chord, around, 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 and he's doing that little one-finger riff on a middle string there. And that's how cool the blues can be, and that's how cool you can be too, if you would just build some kind of cool instrument following the instructions given to you by me. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, and I gotta go. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yeah?